Good morning, this is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. With all of the crazy weather we've been having lately, it's starting to have an effect on some of the trees in Iowa. The Iowa State University Horticulture Extension has had several calls over the last few weeks relating to different things folks are seeing in trees around their homes and businesses. Here are a few of the most common problems that folks have been reporting to the campus horticulture specialists. First of all, this is a problem in many years in Iowa, but folks are seeing often this year the leaves on their pin oaks turning yellowish green. This is actually a common problem in Iowa. The yellow-green foliage is due to an iron deficiency, also known as iron chlorosis. Most soils in Iowa do contain sufficient amounts of iron, so it's not an issue of there being iron in the soil, it's an issue of the tree having access to that iron. If you have alkaline soils, or those with a pH above 7, or a basic soil, the pin oak is unable to absorb adequate amounts of iron because much of it is insoluble. So the pH, or the acidity, of the soil makes it so that the pin oak cannot actually take up the iron. It's still sitting there, the tree just can't use it. Since many soils in Iowa are alkaline, chlorotic pin oaks are common across the state. So why are we seeing more of the problem this year? Because wet soil conditions make absorption of iron even more difficult. And we have certainly had our fair share of rainfall this year. Therefore, if you have a pin oak that's planted in a spot where it already is borderline having difficulty getting enough iron, the wet rainfall and wet soils caused by that this year are certainly not helping the situation any. If you're wondering how to correct this, it's a little bit difficult. You can apply additional iron to the soil, but that usually doesn't help. As we mentioned, the fact that the iron is not available is the issue. The iron is there, the tree just can't use it. The soil already contains sufficient amount of irons, so lowering the soil pH becomes our next best option. Lowering the soil pH to 6 to 6.5 would allow the roots of the pin oak to more readily absorb the iron that's already in the soil. Unfortunately, lowering soil pH is extremely difficult, if not impossible, and homeowner efforts to treat iron chlorosis are often unsuccessful. One strategy that sometimes works is to have an arborist or other tree care professional inject an iron-containing compound directly into the trunk of the tree, and this trunk injection may last about 3 or 4 years. There are also some soil amendments that you can use to attempt to correct the pH of the soil. But again, this is usually met with some mixed results and may not be worth the time and effort to do that. We also have phone calls quite a bit this time of year about bumps on the underside of leaves. These are usually galls. Specifically, many trees can have galls. This specific question refers to hackberry galls. If you have bumps on the underside of your hackberry leaf, they are galls that are just basically another word for abnormal plant growth that's induced to form by small insects or mites. These insects and mites are responsible for the galls on the leaves. In early spring, adult hackberry psyllids, or aphid-like insects, emerge from their overwintering location and lay eggs on the hackberry leaves. These hack into tiny nymphs that stimulate the raised swelling, or galls, in which the insect lives and feeds for the rest of the summer. So basically, the insects secrete a little chemical that causes the leaf to kind of build a little house around them to protect them for the year. These insects complete their development in late summer and emerge from the galls. The adults then spend the winter in cracks and crevices in the tree bark and other sheltered locations. Now the main thing, now that we know what those little bumps on the underside of our leaves are, is do they hurt the tree and how do I treat them? The main thing to know about galls is they usually do not cause serious harm to healthy, well-established trees. If you think about the amount of leaf space that that little gall is taking up, it's usually pretty small, so the tree still has the rest of that leaf space that it can use to manufacture nutrients and photosynthesize. The other thing to know is that once galls have formed, they cannot be cured. Preventative insecticide treatments are seldom warranted because, again, once those galls have formed, that means that the insect has already taken up residence in the leaf and performed its protective coating. So if you are spraying it, once you notice the galls, you're probably too late because it has already formed that protective coating and the insecticide will not get through. The good news, of course, that the gall is really not hurting the tree. It just looks a little bit unusual. Trees quite frequently have these, and oftentimes people don't notice until there are branches that come down in a storm or a low-hanging limb that they happen to notice the galls. Otherwise, than that, from a distance, the leaves usually look fairly healthy and normal. Also want to bring up a few upcoming programs just for information for folks who may be interested. First of all, we had a program here this past winter called Powerful Tools for Caregivers, which is a class designed to provide family caregivers the skills they need to take care of themselves and their loved ones. These are 6 2.5-hour class sessions held once a week by certified class leaders, where folks will learn how to reduce stress, improve self-confidence, add balance to their lives, and increase their ability to make tough decisions. The next session of these classes will be held in the neighboring county down in Montgomery County in Red Oak. They are coming up starting next Monday, July 8th. To get registered for those, you can call the Montgomery County Extension Office, and the number there is 712-621-9914. That is the number to call the class leader with any questions. Or you may send $30 with the registration form to the Montgomery County Extension Office. And if you need that number, again, you can just give us a call at the Cass County Extension Office and we'd be happy to direct you. We did have quite a high level of interest in that class when we held it here this past winter. So if folks are interested in attending another class in the area, there is one coming up Mondays, beginning July 8th. For 6 consecutive Mondays going into August, and that will be held from 6:30 to 9 p.m. at the Montgomery County Extension Office. Also, I usually mention our Science of Parenting webinars. The next one of those is coming up on Tuesday, July 9th from noon to 1. It's a free webinar open to anyone with web access, and this webinar will focus on children, sports, and competition. This is part of the Science of Parenting program, which is created by Iowa State University Extension and Outreach to provide parents with reliable and credible information on raising children. The basis of this is that parents need help determining what information is good information about parenting. The Science of Parenting program gives them information that they can trust. The Science of Parenting also involves weekly blog posts that focus on a wide variety of topics affecting parents. And also, that allows folks who are on that blog to comment and connect, and there are podcasts available for playing at any time on that website as well. So for more information on all of this and more, be sure to stop by the Cass County Extension Office, visit us online, or give us a call, 243-1132. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson.